switching to the compact fluorescents, they're going to save you 75%.
Energy auditor Mike Bass is inspecting Dawn Andrews' Columbus home. He's spelling out some simple ways she can reduce her energy consumption.
A little cheaper route, or using either your ceiling fans, mm-hmm. which keeps some air movement.
Right.
That's going to help out.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot cheaper than running that air conditioner outside.
On average, the savings from these kinds of measures is about $100 per year. The audits are part of Energizing Indiana, which is going away at the end of this year. Senator Jim Merritt authored a bill that essentially eliminated the program. He says meeting the state's annual 2% energy savings goal was getting more difficult and more expensive.
I found that it was an inexpensive program to start. When it was changing light bulbs and it's wrapping pipes and simple measures such as that to save energy. But when you look at the second 4 years, 2015 through 2019, those simple measures are just not there.
Utility companies are allowed to recover the cost of the audits through a fee on customers' monthly energy bills. So if fees were going up for the energy efficiency program, the cost would also go up for residential and commercial customers, especially for large industrial manufacturers that use a lot of energy. But even without Energizing Indiana, utility companies say they plan to continue many of the energy efficiency programs like home and business energy audits, just without state involvement. Mark Mosel represents Indiana's five largest investors. Own utilities. He says cutting out the middleman will reduce the cost of the programs and in turn keep utility bill fees lower.
If you look at the way that the utilities plan to meet the needs of their customers in the future, and you look at how best to do that, this becomes the cost-effective technique in a number of different cases.
Those arguments aren't good enough for a lot of Hoosiers.
Ready to build solar power! Ready to what?
A recent rally on the State House steps, about 75 Hoosiers gathered to show their support for reinstating an energy efficiency mandate and making renewable energy a part of the solution. Ryan Zaricki is the president of the Evansville-based solar panel installation company Whole Sun Designs.
In all honesty, it's much more affordable to invest in insulation than it is to invest in solar power. But really, it's a 1-2 punch. First, become very efficient with the energy that you use, and then second, power the remainder of the energy that you use with green renewable sources.
The scales are fully tilted in favor of the utility company in terms of what the law allows them to do.
Consumer advocates like Citizens Action Coalition Executive Director Kerwin Olson say right now the lack of a statewide mandate largely puts utility companies in the driver's seat. He points out that the proposals the utility companies recently submitted to the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission allocate a lot less money for energy efficiency programs than before.
They're going to achieve about half of the energy savings that would have been achieved under the commission mandate.
But utility companies don't have the final say. That's left up to the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and state lawmakers, who are gearing up to decide what Indiana's energy policy should look like. Mosel says he expects the discussion will continue past the next legislative session.
As long as we have that fundamental question of, is this something that we want to say serves customers, but in a way that's in their best interest? It's cost effective for them to do it. As long as that issue remains, I think there will always be this discussion about, is there enough energy efficiency or is there not?
Governor Mike Pence is reviewing the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission's recommendations for energy efficiency programs and plans to work with legislators to establish a new energy plan next year. The governor has said he advocates for an all-of-the-above strategy when it comes to Indiana's energy policy, and he recently specified that includes energy efficiency. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.